This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, everyone thinks they know the world's biggest Madonna fan. I think.
Do they?
Well.
All right, you do.
Let me rephrase it. I know about six people that claim to be the world's biggest Madonna fans. But last night at a premiere, Jess and I met someone who claimed to be the world's biggest Madonna fan. And she's pretty big.
And I was scared to tell her that she wasn't. So I'm just going with that she definitely is.
She definitely is. She
definitely is.
Check out this interview and see what you think for yourself. This is the Triple Threat Podcast.
Last night, you guys met Australia's biggest Madonna fan.
Yes.
Self-proclaimed.
Well,
but she's got...
Self-proclaimed.
She's got a Facebook page and a Twitter. But what's her name again?
Material Girl PR.
So there we go.
Yeah. So she said that, she's got a Madonna fan club, knows everything about Madonna, huge, huge fan.
And Madonna's just landed. So Madonna fever is rampant.
It's pretty peak. It's nearly peak Madonna because she got here last night.
Yes. Yes. There are varying reports what time she got here and how she got here, but she's here.
She did fly here. We know
that's
that
all
much.
We know. So we had a bit of a chat with Nicole last night. We had to
check how many times she'd actually seen Madonna.
We needed to know the facts.
It's a good place to start because, you know, it's what, been 23 years since she'd come here?
Yes, yes.
So, you know, obviously if she'd seen Madonna a few times, she'd probably have to travel overseas.
Well, exactly.
Which is exactly what she told you.
Well, since her last tour in 93, I've actually been overseas three times to see her. So I went to Vegas, then I went to Paris, then I went to New York, and then, of course, she's here this week and touching down tonight, so I'm beside myself.
And those trips were actually to see Madonna for no other reason?
Yeah, they were designated trips. The funniest one of the lot was probably in 2001. I went to Vegas on my own to see her. And you have to be 21, as you know, to stay at most places and go to casinos and stuff in the US. So there I was, 20-year-old, hanging out at Caesar's Palace. And obviously there to see Madonna. So looking back, I probably was a little bit ballsier than I am now. But I was dying to see that concert, so I went.
Now, as a massive Kylie fan, I've heard the rumours about her possibly appearing at one of the Madonna shows. Have you heard anything about this?
Yes, lots of fans are talking about that potentially Madonna is going to call Kylie up on stage. And there's been reports that Madonna's hoping that either Kylie or Molly Meldrum will join her up on stage. So I guess, we're about to find out.
I don't know if you agree, but there's quite a bit of, you're either a Kylie fan or you're a Madonna fan. You're not both. I'm not a Madge fan.
It's like
are you a Kylie?
Versus Backstreet Boys. Yeah.
It's one or the other.
I love Kylie Minogue and I've been to all her shows as well, but some fans can get pretty territorial and it's one or the other. So it's kind of like, I would have thought instead of Madonna versus Kylie, it's a bit more, you're either Madonna or Lady Gaga. So it's like you're either Carlton or Collingwood.
I would love to see a fight in between Kylie and Madge fans. That would be great.
Oh, we can,
just converging on each other to see who's the best.
I can totally arrange that, but that is not living for love, and Madonna would not encourage that. So I would not support that, and that's definitely reductive.
And just for the record, I am a Lady Gaga and Collingwood supporter. Thank you.
Okay, we can still be friends.
It's on. The fighting.
We are direct opposites. Thank you, and have a wonderful time at both her concerts.
Thanks, guys. Hope to see you there, and hope Kylie gets up on stage with Madonna.
There you go. Got the scoop. Kylie Prob's going to be on stage.
Well, now I'm questioning the whole thing because you know how much I love Kylie. Is it worth me going just in the hope to see a bit of Kylie?
Hopefully it's worth going so I can see that Kylie versus Madonna fan fight. That'd be great.
We don't advocate violence.
No, that they would. They're both very classy women.
Kylie
is.
As Nicole said, that wouldn't be living for love, so shouldn't do it.
No.
Anyway, so there you go. A bit of scoops there.
We had a pretty interesting night last night, Jess and I.
It's next level.
We met a lot of very cool characters.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.